Swimmers won 28 medals, or 22% of the U.S. Olympic team's total in Athens. 12 of them were gold, 9 silver, and 7 bronze. At the 2007 World Championships, Americans had their best performance ever, amassing 36 medals, with 20 of them gold. They also set 12 world records. 5 of those records came from superstar Michael Phelps, who won 7 gold medals in Melbourne. In Beijing, he will have a chance to break the single Olympics record of 7 golds set by compatriot Mark Spitz back in 1972 in Munich. But he told reporters here that's not his focus.
You guys are the ones who are talking all about it. I'm not saying anything. I'm just going through, doing what I have to do, preparing myself the best way I can to compete as fast as I can. And that's my goal, and that's what I'm going to stick with. I haven't said anything about breaking any record or going after any record. I'm just going out there and trying to do something that I want to do.
Phelps added that only he and his coach know what his goals are at these Olympics. The U.S. woman swimmer getting the most attention is Dara Torres, and for good reason. At 41 years old, she is the oldest ever to make a U.S. swim team, and the only one ever to make 5 Olympic teams.
I am looking forward to just standing up and competing. I have at least one relay in the 50 freestyle, and I just want to go out there for those 40-something-year-olds and show that age is just a number and go out there and have fun.
The schedule for the swimmers at these Olympics will be different than any other. Normally, they swim preliminaries in the morning and finals in the evening. In Beijing, preliminaries will be in the evening and finals will be in the morning. That's because U.S. television network NBC, which paid the biggest rights fees to broadcast the games, wanted to have the finals live in primetime evening viewing hours in the United States, and the request was granted. Michael Phelps said it should not make a difference.
It's the Olympic Games. You have to be ready to swim no matter what. Morning, morning, night, midday, midnight, it doesn't matter. All that aside, you have to be ready to swim no matter what. You're representing your country, and that's an honor. And, it doesn't matter for me. I'll be ready to swim whenever I have to.
On Saturday, the day after the opening ceremonies, Olympic swimmers will begin 9 consecutive days of competition. The first medals will be awarded Sunday. Park Brewer, VOA Sports, in Beijing.